Our next case is docket number 1200110. The appellant is Antonio Lorenzo. Please come up to the table and have a seat. And is this your witness?
Yes.
Good morning. Today is February 2nd, 2020. It's approximately 9:35 a.m. And we are in room 3000 of the City Building at 1400 Southwest 4th Avenue. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I work for the city, but I do not work for the Parking Enforcement Office or the Transportation Bureau. My role is to review the evidence, which includes any exhibits that are admitted today, as well as any testimony I hear today, in order to decide the case. And my role is limited. I must find a tow valid if I find that the person who ordered the tow followed all the proper rules and procedures. The decision in this kind of case is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. You may have heard of beyond a reasonable doubt. In other cases, that does not apply here. The hearing is being recorded and it will be posted to the city's website unless you have a strong objection. Did you have a chance to look at your statement of rights, which is the document with the little picture of a camera on it? And it's also there on the table next to you. Okay. And did you have a chance to review those, or if you didn't, take a minute now? Do you have any questions about your hearing rights?
No.
Okay. And I need Mr. Lorenzo to answer that.
Yes.
Okay. And can you pull the microphone closer to you, because you speak softly like I do, and we need to capture what's being said. I also want to remind you that appeal of any ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing. I'm going to go through the exhibits, and I'm going to ask if you have any objection to any of them coming into the record. And what that means, coming into the record, is that the document applies to this case. If you don't agree with what something says, you can still let it in and then tell me during your testimony why you disagree with it. And if you are not sure if you have a document, just let me know and I'll pull it over so you can see it. So we have your hearing request form, and we have a document that's called the tow desk report, and that just shows us whether we have jurisdiction here. We have the notice of today's hearing. We have the statement of rights and procedures, which we just discussed. We have a fax to the police bureau requesting their documents. We have the towed vehicle record, and that's this document. And we have the police report narrative, and that's this document. Do you have any objection to me using any of these documents in making my decision?
No.
Okay. So all these documents are admitted. Now I am going to ask you to raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please state your name and spell your full name.
Yes, my name is Antonio Lorenzo.
And can you spell your name, please?
A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
And your last name?
Lorenzo, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O.
Thank you. And please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer, or the police officer in this case, did not follow the rules when they ordered your vehicle to be towed.
When my car got towed, we called the police, right? We called the police, and they told us to, they asked me for the number, and her number. They said they're gonna call us before when they found the car.
Hold on 1 minute. I think you might be speaking.
I'm not hearing anything.
Okay. Can you just pull the microphone a little bit closer to you? Can you hear me? Okay, sounds like we have a problem with the recording system.
Is that case number 120115?
No. Can you hear me now?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Mr. Lorenzo, I'm going to ask you to start over because it didn't capture your testimony. But before you do, I'd just like to get your name, ma'am.
My name is Talina Lorenzo.
And what's your relationship to Mr. Lorenzo?
His wife.
Okay. And how do you spell your first name?
T as in Tom, A-L-E-N-A.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Lorenzo, please tell me why you think the tow of your vehicle was invalid.
Because when we first called them, they said they're going to call us before, when they found the car, they're going to call us before they're going to tow the car. But they called me 4 hours later when they found the car. They said they tow the car already.
Okay. And before, when it wasn't recording, you said that your car had been stolen. Is that right?
Yeah.
I believe the police report says your vehicle was towed on January 11th. Why do you think it was towed on the 13th? I think that was in your written testimony.
No.
Let me pull that up.
The 11th.
Oh, it does say 11th.
Okay, thank you. Since there is nobody here from the police bureau, I'm going to read their testimony into the record. So the police report is dated January 11th, 2020. And it indicates that the vehicle, when found, had two different plates on it. And it was recovered from 7715 North Exeter Street in Portland. And the narrative says, I arrived at 7715 North Exeter Avenue to a recover stolen vehicle call. I inventoried the vehicle and noticed that it had two different plates. Front plate, Oregon BFL 6046, and rear plate UND 919. I noticed that the VIN JHM CD 5556 SC 037394 matches the Vancouver Police Department case number 20-299 for a stolen vehicle. I checked under the hood and noticed the battery was missing and some wires were dismantled. I checked the interior in the trunk and found no weapons, but I noticed that the interior of the dashboard was partially dismantled. This case is maybe related to Michael Cady, who was arrested yesterday. I contacted Vancouver PD via phone, 360-487-7599, to let them know that the vehicle was recovered. They confirmed that the victim is Victoriano Lorenzo, and I notified Auto Records 92023 to have them take care of the car off the stolen list. The car was towed away by 21st Century Towing Tow to be released to the owner. Thank you. I'm not going to decide this case right now. I will be sending a written letter in about a week, but I want to know if you had anything else you wanted to add.
No, just that, you know, I mean,
I'm gonna have to swear you in if you're gonna say something. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth?
Yes.
And please state your name.
Talina Lorenzo.
Okay, and what would you like to add?
Just that when we had called, kind of like he had said, the officer, they had let us know that they had actually got both of our phone numbers, because he's like, it is very important, you know, if you don't want to have to pay a tow fee, you know, I want to get both phone numbers, that way they can call you before they tow the car, so somebody can come and get it. We did not receive a phone call until it was 3 or 4 hours after it had already been towed.
And approximately when were you towed that?
We were told that when we made the report.
And that was to Vancouver Police Department?
Yes, and I also called Vancouver Police, and they said the same thing. That is their protocol, that they call you before the car is towed.
You said you also called Vancouver Police.
Portland Police.
Okay. Yeah. And when did you call Portland Police?
I had called them after, because I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's not the Portland Police protocol. And they said, no, that is what they're supposed to do.
So when you said you called the police after, did you call them after it was recovered?
After it was recovered, yeah.
Because
I figured, you know, maybe that's not what Portland does. And they said, no, we are supposed to call before it gets towed. That way it gives you a chance to come and get the car.
Thank you. Okay, so thank you. This will conclude the hearing. And again, I'll be sending a written decision in about a week to 10 days. And if you do have issues that you would like to raise about not being notified in a timely manner by the police, this is not the vehicle in which you, no pun intended, this is not the place to discuss that. But we do have information for you where you can contact the city ombudsman about that issue. Or there might be information on that table and back. So thank you. This will conclude the hearing.
Okay, so you'll send us
yes.
what the finding is? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I have your address.
Okay.